Some time ago, my friend Mike called me and said,
Steve, I have an urgent message for you. You have to make a podcast. Do you hear me? It's very important.
I said, okay, I will. And can you provide me with extra time to do that during my busy schedule? As it turned out, he is not a time lord, and so he said he couldn't do that. Actually, I am not sure if that's what a time lord is or can do, as I am not, and I fully realize I am about to lose a large potential listenership and also some of my geek cred with my next rather incendiary comment. I am not a watcher of Doctor Who. I believe he is a time lord. I don't really know what that means. In any case, Mike could not grant me extra time, and I thought, what would I even talk about in a podcast anyway? And what would I title it? Now, recently, I had come up with what I thought was an incredibly cool title, Kino Chimera. It would have something to do with the changing nature of film, as Kino, K-I-N-O, refers to cinema in German. And I like the idea of a chimera, since it has several definitions. First, it was a female fire-breathing mythological creature with a lion's head, a goat's body, and a serpent's tail. In science, chimera refers to, and I quote from the Encyclopedia Britannica Online, an organism or tissue that contains at least two different sets of DNA, most often originating from the fusion of as many different zygotes or fertilized eggs. The online Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines chimera in more poetic terms. An illusion or fabrication of the mind, especially an unrealizable dream. Now that seems to refer to my dream of more time. As a college professor in the theater, I work pretty much nonstop during the school year, either preparing for production or rehearsing one, along with teaching multiple classes. But as for a fabrication of the mind, I think fiction is far more difficult than reality. A few years back, I wrote a monologue performance entitled Immaculate Misconceptions, Tales of Catholic School, and I derived a great deal of inspiration from the work of the late Spalding Gray. Gray often said that he was terrible at making things up, but when he told stories about what had actually happened to him, he was a weaver of most fantastical tales. So I thought a place to start would simply be stories from my life. And, as I have reams of notes on things that might sometime find their way into my writings, such as my Kino Chimera title, I recalled an image and an idea that I had years ago. I thought it might frame a piece of theater that I would write, and, yes, have yet to write. There's that lack of time thing again. A brief description can be found in a poem I wrote entitled Memories Lost. A man, alone, lies in a rest home bed. He lets his memories go into the air. With each release, remembrance disappears. The last experience will dissipate. None will remain. He'll have forgotten all. He cannot stop, not hold those past events. Against his will, he speaks them as they come, and as the echo fades, thought vanishes. He relishes his recollections dear, but suddenly has none. Alone he sits, and stares. I envisioned this character in a nursing home. He would be sitting with a young relative telling stories, but we would see in his eyes, in his reaction, immediately forgetting what he had just said after each story. If asked a follow-up question, he wouldn't know the answer because it would have no context in his memory, which would now have a little less in it. He might hope that his listener would remember his stories, but how fragile is the memory of the recipient in that situation? Good Lord, it sounds like I'm describing a Beckett play. I think this idea was born out of my own fear that if I did tell stories and would write them down, I might no longer remember them. But, you might say, you don't need to. You'd have it written down. And that's true. Sometimes when I write a grocery list, then I remember all the items on it. But when I trust to my memory, I forget half the items I needed. And my wife will tell you it's the half that she told me to get. Of course, this is not my greatest fear, which is that of being forgotten. Before I die, I want to pass on my written works to someone for preservation and endow some academic scholarships in my name. Having no children of my own, I desire to live on in my students, and if future students can benefit from these scholarships, then my memory is put to good use. Maybe these podcasts will survive too, and people will think, hey, they're cool, this guy talking about the long ago before times. An historical document, perhaps without the power of letters from a Civil War battlefield, or those detailing the adventures of the Starship Protector in Galaxy Quest, but at least keeping alive the stories of one person, and perhaps some lessons about being human. So, as you may have guessed, I did in fact find or make some time for these podcasts. In creating them, I used some stream-of-consciousness dictation and a little automatic writing, techniques borrowed from the Surrealists. And so here they are, stories from my past, distant and relatively recent, that might illuminate something about the experience of humans in the late 20th and early 21st century. As for a title for the podcast, I played with Memory Chimera, but I thought that just had too many syllables. And I know the use of the term chimera will be a problem. No one will know how to spell it to be able to search for it, so I'm going to have to rely on word of mouth and the free and easy trading of hyperlinks to spread the word. So I urge you to do just that. Pass this and my future podcasts around. As I have said in the past, lick me on Facebook, stalk me on Twitter, and share the ideas that will arise in Audio Chimera. Anything you want to hear more about from this podcast? I can elaborate. Just send your request to Stephen Schrum at musifier.com. That's StephenSchrum at musifier, musofyr.com. Or leave a message at 724-835-4074, and I'll see what I can do. I receive no cash for products I mentioned, but please feel free to throw money at me to advertise here. For more information on my works, check out my website, musifier.com. For written works, search for me in Smashwords as Stephen Schrum or Musifier, or find me on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. This is Stephen Schrum. Thanks for listening to Audio Chimera.